You're listening to Relevant Radio, 950 AM and 930 AM. Talk radio for Catholic life. Good morning. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will bring you programs about the people, the issues, and the faith that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Lifelong Journey Radio Show, the Office of Lifelong Cremation for the Department of Parish Vitality and Mission of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Here today is Victor Vallejo, who will be my co-host. Victor, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And you, Pablo?
Doing pretty well myself, man, and glad to be here. I will be your host today, Juan Pablo Padilla, and thank you once again for joining us in this wonderful month of May, which aside from it being spring and it already starting to look nice and almost almost summery, we also are celebrating that this is the month of Mary.
Amen.
So not only have we celebrated Mother's Day, but we continue to have the party. Amen. And the entire month of May, it has been dedicated to our very beautiful Mother Mary. So very glad to be here today. So Victor, let's go ahead and get started. Today we have three guests. We have one of them is going to be joining us for a brief moment, and we want to say hi to her. So Clarissa, are you on this morning?
Yes, I'm here this morning. I'm good to be on the show with you.
All right, excellent. Thank you so much. Great to have you on. And today also with us are two of the Clarissa Algentera is actually the senior coordinator for the marriage and family team. And this is a wonderful ministry that we also do for the Archdiocese. And together with us are two coordinators for that office. Actually, Victor is actually a coordinator for the Office of Marriage and Family. Yeah. So, but today he's here wearing the hat of the co-host. So we have Maribel Torres, and we also have Laura Pala, folks, and they will share with us a little bit more. So right now, I want to get into a small little introductory segment that we have called "Did You Know?" And it's a little fun fact about ourselves. And it's basically just something for us to break the ice this day a little bit. So I'm going to go ahead and get started. Victor, did you know that I actually used to be in the wrestling team in high school?
Oh, I didn't know.
Well, that's
so now I don't want to fight with versus you.
Well, it's been a long time ago. So, but yeah, I enjoyed a lot of that wrestling time during high school. So it's just
thank
a fun
you for telling me that.
So, Clarissa, would you like to share a little fun fact about yourself?
Sure, yeah, I would love that. Did you know that right now I'm actually taking a woodworking course through the Parks District, and I'm learning how to build like a birdhouse.
Excellent, excellent. I can see you living in one of those.
Victoria. Yeah, totally. I'd love that.
Interesting. So do you know that I know Maribel since we were in the same parish, so it's an honor to be now working with her hand by hand. It's just great to see people that you go and worship with, and now we are working alone to bring the mission of God to the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, that was the Parish of Providence of God, and it was nice to meet Victor's wife and the kids, and how time flies, how they're big, and it's amazing. It's also an honor to work aside, with Victor in this same team.
Wow, and that's the fun fact, or would you like to share one other fun fact with us?
Well, did you know that I love walking?
Ooh, I did not know that.
I love walking. I mean, especially when the weather's very nice, like now, the spring and the fall. Actually, I'm thinking of maybe we should do like a group to walk together at noon. And, it's a good exercise too, And then after a walk, I come like more refreshed and refocused to what I have to do in the office.
Excellent, excellent. What about you, Laura? Fun fact about yourself.
Well, right now the only one I could think of is did you know that this was my first job working for the Archdiocese? Well, first major job. So I've been working here for almost 26 years.
Wow.
So I've been here for a long, long time.
Excellent. Okay, great. So today we invited, like I said, the team over at Marriage and Family Ministries. to join us and talk a little bit about themselves and the ministry they do. For all of you that you know, we're going to be doing a couple of shows where we're bringing in other teams from the Office of Lifelong Formation that, you know, so that you can get to know them, who they are, the people behind the structures, the offices. And, of course, it's to give a little bit of context and light into where we all kind of ended up after the shuffling and the restructuring of our current project and program. And actually, I would call it even the lifestyle, renewing my church. So this morning, we're going to go ahead and start with Clarissa. And we're gonna get to know Clarissa a little bit more. You probably know her from other shows, or you probably have heard of her in other ministries. But as I said earlier today, Clarissa is actually the senior coordinator for the Marriage and Family team in the Office of Lifelong Formation, and we're very happy to have her there. And together with her team today, I mean, we're very excited that you're here. So, Clarissa, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to work in ministry.
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to do that. So today is May. What's today? Today's May 17th, right? Mm-hmm. And so it is actually my four-year anniversary in starting to come and work with the Archdiocese of Chicago. I came on board in spring of 2013 as the Adult Faith Formation Coordinator and a resource ministry person in the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry. And so I was working to help adults and adult confirmation and managing the website and social media. And I got into ministry informally as a teenager, just doing like retreats and like confirmation retreats and stuff like that. And then worked as a newspaper reporter for quite some time. And then when I turned 30, I really started to think about what else I wanted to do. And so I thought I'd always wanted to do ministry. And so I decided to kind of go back to school and really pursue that. So I really enjoy working with young adults, especially. I think that's really where my interest and my calling is. I'm super techie. I love social media. I'm always on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. And so I really like the idea that I can be an example and presence of God for others through like social media and stuff like that. And so I got to be interested in kind of marriage and family ministry as an older young adult. I was really starting to think about, you know, how do we really engage millennials and young parents in kind of the vision and the renewal of like their spirit, and then really interested in kind of getting to know Christ. And so I thought, what a perfect opportunity to kind of come on board and really start to think about adult faith formation, thinking about like social media, technology, and kind of the busyness of where some young adults and young families are today. So it's really awesome to be here with the team. Like, they're really experts in all that they do, and I really thank them for the wisdom they bring to the office. So, yeah, that's kind of how I jumped into it.
And in your previous, well, when I met you, I mean, I think we started around the same year, 2013. Maybe I actually started maybe a year earlier, but in the fall, which is, well, close to it being the same year. I actually started fall of 2012. But in your previous role, what were you doing at the Archdiocese of Chicago before the Renew My Church structure took place?
Yeah, so when I started, I worked in the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry, and I helped organize and plan adult confirmation, adult faith formation resources. So people would sometimes call when they were looking for resources and ideas on engaging adults through faith formation. And then I also ran or helped run the website for the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry. And right before we actually transitioned, we did a pretty big redesign. And so kind of was really involved in that and trying to get the office really interested and engaged with using social media. So I did that for about 3 years before I moved to this new role.
Oh, I didn't know you were the one to be blamed for that wonderful page of the website. I really like it, honestly, and it was well done. Thank you, Clarissa, for that. And now in your new position, what are some of the challenges or fruit that you see in your current ministerial role? What are something that you see as a challenge or fruits that you can see?
I think some of what Cardinal Cupich is challenging all of us to do, especially in the Department for Parish Vitality and Mission, is to really think non-traditionally or really think outside of the box when it comes to inviting people in our communities to renew my church or renew the church, I guess, because it's not his church, it's not my church. It's kind of where we are all called to be one with Christ. And I think the hardest challenge is really rethinking that, knowing the busyness and the schedules and everything else that adults and families face, and really thinking about how we can be more intentional about creating relationships and being in the community. And so some of the things that I believe that we've done exceptionally well is, I mean, we're still able to train facilitators for marriage preparation who are really interested in kind of the vocation and the sacrament of matrimony. And so getting them on board and helping them to kind of see that their own marriage is a witness to how we can better prepare couples for the sacraments of marriage, and then even beyond that, continue to engage them in what they can do at the parish. And then we're also starting to look at ideas and resources and curriculum to support leaders in parishes to better walk with families given their day-to-day responsibilities and their context. And so I think we're doing a really great job with what the theologians often call the both-and. You know, we're able to kind of still work in the idea and the structure of supporting engaged couples, but then also kind of moving forward, knowing that in the new transition and what Renew My Church will bring us, ministry hopefully in a really good way will look really different than it does today, because it means we've really forced and challenged ourselves to kind of move with the time and move with our communities into whatever that future holds.
Okay, Clarissa, we'll try to stay with us for a little bit longer, and we'll be right back. All of you out there, we're just going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll hear a lot more great stuff.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Supich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
During the next half hour, we'll take you to a news conference on Chicago's West Side, where Catholic leaders announced anti-violence initiatives for the city. We'll give you a first-hand look at the great work being done at Holy Trinity School for the Deaf. And a Catholic school principal gets the surprise of her life as she learns that she's the winner of a Golden Apple Award.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100. Your gift to the annual Catholic Appeal helps support our Catholic schools. Your gift supports religious education, ministerial formation, and initiatives for life, peace, and justice. And your gift supports Catholic Relief Services as it offers a lifeline to people around the world whose lives are devastated by natural disasters, illnesses, and war. Cardinal Blaise Supich comments on the annual Catholic Appeal.
It's a way to bring Christ into the world, to make sure that people who so often go through life without actually feeling that someone cares about them, that we see that as part of the mission of the church. The annual Catholic Appeal allows people to participate in the work of Christ, not just the work of their parish or the work of the archdiocese. We're talking about the work of Christ.
Please visit annualcatholicappeal.com for more information. Thank you for your gift in the service of Christ.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Show, the show for the Office of Lifelong Formation for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Here today, like I said, we have the Marriage and Family team with us, joining us this day, and my co-host Victor Vallejo, with our guest Laura Fox, Maribel Torres, and the senior coordinator for the team, Clarissa Algentera. So, Clarissa, we were with you, and you were sharing some wonderful stories with us, and some wonderful things. And is there something that you'd like to, like, maybe you know, share with us about what's coming and what's like kind of like in the future for the team?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to. One of the things that we are starting to look at, kind of with the current team and looking forward, is one of the things that we didn't mention. We really want to start to be intentional about supporting couples right after they get married. So those first few years and the idea of marriage enrichment. Like, we've heard of a lot of really good programs and ministries in the Archdiocese. There's a really great one at a St. Patrick in Lamont next, and it's a newlywed evangelization ministry that kind of launched this past fall. And so we're starting to look at ideas of like that in the Archdiocese. And there's another kind of same thing that is run by a number of couples out in the Cicero area for Spanish language couples, where they look at kind of marriage enrichment opportunities and marriage retreat. And so we're really starting to think about, well, how to better support individuals and families through the sacrament of marriage. And I think that's a place that's really been missing, both in Chicago and actually nationally. You ask people, you know, what kind of marriage enrichment ministry do you have? And a lot of people offer programs, which are great, but I think some of what we can maybe bring in the Office of Lifelong Formation is more intentionality in saying, after the actual sacrament or after the wedding day, how do we still use that as an opportunity formation to bring them and their families kind of closer to their faith and closer to Christ?
Clarissa, we are aware that you are an important meeting to go before you, we let you go. We will. We are going to ask you another question. Is okay. there a particular experience that has inspired you in the last 3 months?
Is there a particular
experience?
You know, one of the things that was actually particularly moving, a couple of weeks ago I had the great pleasure of sitting in on a marriage preparation or pre-cana that was run by Father Tom Ashenbrenner, and he runs One in Christ marriage preparation seminar. And it's always invigorating to be in the context of couples who are, or individuals really preparing for the sacrament, and having them really sit down and think about where, you know, God might be calling them in their own sacraments of marriage. And so I think, just to kind of, as a reminder, that, you know, the sacrament is such a big piece of, you know, when we think of the wedding day and lists like the knot and everything else, like always asking couples to really think about what you're entering into as a sacrament. On the other side, one of the most powerful things that I was able to participate with was the anti-violence walk on Good Friday. Myself and my husband, as well as a couple other couples from the parish we belong to, St. James on Wabash, we all kind of went and we walked together, and we're in the midst of talking about starting maybe a marriage ministry at the parish. And so how wonderful an opportunity for us to kind of witness marriage by coming together and actually walking for something that we know to be important, not only in the context of the South Side of Chicago, but also kind of where we are in the city of Chicago. And so the idea of mission, and like how, as a married couple, my husband and I, Alfred, you know, we're always trying to be on mission with others. So.
Thank you very much, Clarissa. You know, I really, really appreciate the time you have given us this this day. And I know that you have to run to an important meeting now. But thank you very much for witnessing, really, to us your own life story, how you came into ministry and, you know, your work in the Archdiocese. And even, you know, your calling even before actually taking on the role you have now. So I want to thank you. And I just want to say, you know, have a great rest of the day. And I hope we hear from you soon. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Clarissa. Clarissa, before you go, is there anything else that maybe you want to share that you didn't get the chance to?
The only thing I wanted to kind of just say, for all the listeners out there in the Chicagoland area, the Office of Lifelong Formation really is ready to help and serve and minister with. And so I really just thank the work of the team, Victor, Laura, and Maribel, for really sticking with it and helping me every day to kind of see a little bit broader, like the mission that we've been called to. So thanks so much, guys. I'm sorry I've got to run. I know the show is going to be great, so I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you so much, and be blessed.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, guys. So right now, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be listening to some more wonderful witnesses and more wonderful things from the Marriage and Family team.
Close your eyes and imagine spending a week in a beautiful lakeside setting where you can reflect, pray, and learn more about the treasures of the Bible. Doesn't that sound nice? Now open your eyes, because this wonderful opportunity can be yours when you attend the annual Summer Scripture Seminar at the University of St. Mary of the Lake in Mundelein. Notable Christian scholars from across the United States will come to Mundelein June 25th through the 30th to talk about the book of Revelation and how it's a book of hope in troubled times. This Summer Scripture Seminar is designed to offer you spiritual renewal and inspiration with people who share your passion for the Word of God. Stay for the week or sign up for specific lectures. For details, visit therelevantradio.com events tab and select Illinois. If you love the Bible or are thinking now is the time to find out what all the hype is about, then come to the Summer Scripture Seminar, June 25th through the 30th, at the University of St. Mary of the Lake in Mundelein.
Welcome back, everyone, to this wonderful day to the Lifelong Journey radio show, the radio show for the Office of Lifelong Information earlier today. For those of you that missed it and are just joining us, we're actually here with the family, marriage and family team. And our hosts today are Laura Palafox, Maribel Torres. And this morning was also Clarissa Algentera. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my co-host, who's also part of this team, but like I said, today he's wearing the hat of the co-host of Mr. Victor Vallejo, who's also part of this wonderful team. And so thank you once again, Clarissa. We know you had to go, but we also have some other members of the team here. So we're going to go ahead with Laura Palafox, who's a wonderful colleague of ours, and we really enjoy working with her. So Laura, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to work in ministry.
Well, like I said earlier, I've been here for a long time. I began working. Actually, I had a part-time job at the church rectory, so that's how I began. And my sister started working for the Archdiocese of Chicago, which then I was able to, I asked her, see if there are any positions available, and there was a posting. I applied and I started working with the Family Ministries Office almost 26 years ago. First as part-time, and then I started on full-time.
Wow. It's such a blessing to work with you, Laura, and you have the experience of family and ministries. You have seen a lot of changes and fruits of this ministry. You have held only one position so far, and it's been in the family ministry, isn't that right?
Well, I've been in the family ministry's office for that amount of time, but I've had different positions in the office. Mm-hmm. So I actually began taking reservations for the couples call the office to register for their pre-cana. And back in 91, we didn't still have internet, wasn't that active. So everything was over the phone. Mm-hmm. So it was phone call after a phone call. We didn't have any online reservations. Mm-hmm. So it was a constant, on the phone, talking to these couples registering.
Oh, wow. Excellent. So I'm super glad for the internet and that give you freedom.
Oh, yeah, that gives a little bit more time to do other work, because a lot of couples now, they prefer to just, register online, and that makes it a little bit more easier and simpler.
Awesome. And now we also have with us Maribel mm-hmm. Torres. So thank you, Laura, for giving us a little bit of the back in the day history of the years before cell phones and the wireless web. I think we had pagers in 91, if I remember correctly. But maybe those. But even then, right? Well, so and going over to Maribel. Maribel, I know that you also are part of this team now in the new restructuring. So tell us a bit about yourself and how you came into this type of ministry.
Well, I think it's funny when I share with people that I first started working for the Family Ministries office back then, 21 years ago, because I was simply looking for a job. But it's so interesting the way that God works. Because like Laura was mentioning, I also started working with taking phone calls, reservations for Pre-Cana couples wanting to schedule, you know, their marriage preparation program. So that was the way that it started. And then plus then along the way, you know, I went back to school pursuing my bachelor's degree in social work. And once I graduated, so then my position was changed. Well, sir, it was changed before I graduated from my bachelor's degree. And but also working with families in a different area, educational programs on, you know, teaching how to create and maintain healthy relationships. And but then eventually, then my position was changed again, and so then I was put into coordinating divorce ministry for the first time in the Latino community, because the ministry did existed and still exist in the Anglo community, but there was nothing in Spanish. So that happened in 2009. So from that, I learned so much, and one of the main things that I learned is that not only me, but the team that I was working with, the facilitators providing the divorce support groups in parishes, we realized this is not only for people affected by divorce, but also for individuals that are, well, the program was designed especially for individuals affected by divorce. But there was a lot of other people calling that were not in that type of situation, you know, and like, for example, single parents needing resources, someone to talk to regarding their challenges, also blended families dealing with some struggles in their new relationship. There were situations of cohabitation, too. And so then in conversation with the team that I was working with, and I still do in a different way, we realize, what are we going to do? You know, they are in a situation in their life where they're struggling with X or Y situation, and they're coming to the church. So it's exciting, but it's new, and what do we do? So it was, you know, trying to serve these people, these different type of models of families, and welcoming them and serve them as much as we could under the circumstances that we were learning along the way.
So is it safe to say, based on what I'm hearing and what Clarissa also shared earlier, and in, I know in some hallway conversations I've had on and off with Victor, is it fair to say that the family, marriage and family ministry team goes above and beyond what we consider the traditional family, and also attends to families in its different forms, or what people might consider family in their own context? I mean, I know we honor, as Catholics, we honor and respect the traditional family. We very much uplift it. But we have to be honest, and there is this reality. And so is it fair for me to assume and to think that, you know, just for our radio listeners out there, just to also clarify, that the family and marriage team is above and beyond just what we think as traditional family?
Definitely. I mean, of course, we see that a couple that is married and have children, I mean, they bring so many different good things in that relationship and to their kids. There's lots of benefits when there's a family with that traditional structure, if I may say. Now, there are a lot of other models of families that they're also part of the body of Christ. And as the Pope is saying in his different messages and documents, acknowledging, you know, this is happening, it's real. And how can the church make them part of the family of faith?
Exactly. So thank you so much, Maribel, for clarifying that for us. So the marriage and family team is there for just more than just the traditional family. So even if you don't think you are in a traditional family, this office is still for you. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we're going to come right back.
Ever think of donating your car? You can donate a car that you no longer need to Catholic Charities. The donation will help needy people throughout Cook and Lake Counties. Donating your car is easy. Call us at 877-786-GIVE from anywhere in the country. That's 877-786-4483. Pickup is free. We do the paperwork and you get a tax deduction. Catholic Charities accepts cars, trucks, vans, motorcycles, or boats in almost any condition. No need to pay hefty repair bills. Avoid the hassle of selling. Calls taken 7 days a week at 877-786-GIVE. That's 877-786-4483. Or go online to CatholicCharities.net.
The Cemetery Ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit CatholicCemeteriesChicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Relevant Radio, 950 AM and 930 AM. Talk radio for Catholic life. Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that touch our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. and 930 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Radio Show, the show for the Office of Lifelong Formation of the Department of Vitality and Mission for the Archdiocese of Chicago. One day I will learn how to say that in one breath, Victor. I promise you. So as we're coming back, if you're now joining us, and if you have been joining us, thank you for being on. But for those that are, you know, barely jumping on with us this morning, I just wanted to say that we are here blessed to have the Marriage and Family team of the Office of Lifelong Formation, Ms. Laura Parafox, Ms. Maribel Torres, and Mr. Vizcar Vallejo. And earlier we had the senior coordinator on as well, Ms. Clarissa Algentera. So go ahead, Victor. I know that you have some wonderful questions and some input to give us.
Yeah, of course, because I've been listening to these new different roles that Maribel has held in the past. So can you share with us what you do in your new role? Mm-hmm. Are your responsibilities almost the same or totally new?
Well, actually, it's kind of like, I would say, a continuation of what was identified when I was doing divorce ministry. And a way, now I think that this role as the coordinator of family ministries is more focused on, okay, so what do we do now that we know what we know, right? And with all these different models of families, what do we do? How can the church be present in the life of all these families? And so these are exciting times because, first of all, working with this team, the family team with Laura, Victor, Clarissa, and myself, we have these type of conversations like, okay, so how are we going to answer? And it's very interesting to hear their different perspectives, their different ministerial experiences, and to come up with ideas and things like that. But also, in this one particular project that I'm leading this one project, which is creating a educational curriculum, basic informational curriculum on what are the realities of today's families. And I'm working with a sounding board, a team of people that has been also working in different areas of ministry with families, young couples, young adults with children, as deacons or priests. And we are all not only brainstorming, but we're structuring this curriculum. What are the main things that we need to inform people about what's happening with today's families? And the sources that we're basing this curriculum, which is, then again, it's basic, informative, awareness curriculum. It's not going to have all the answers to all the questions, but it's the beginning. The sources that we're using are the church documents, like Amores Laetitia, Familiaris Consortio, and so church documents that talks about families. Also, we are using scientific research that has been done on families. And also hearing the voices of the people in this local church, the Archdiocese of Chicago. So gathering all this information, we're kind of like identifying, you know, okay, so what are priorities and how we're going to organize this information. So it's exciting because it's a way to provide answer to some of the questions, knowing that there's some limitations, but eventually, you know, there's already the conversation on how to create other curriculums. And the way that these curriculums will be used is for, then again, awareness, but then after the awareness, after the people in leadership, for example, in parishes, know what they know about the realities of today's families, so then the next step that we see and take into account that this is a work in progress is, okay, so how can we provide a pastoral company with the families in these parishes? And also, how can we invite maybe individuals, families that are not actively involved in church? What can we put together or build together something that is related to their reality, to the reality of today's family's world, and making that connection where they can also feel related to the teachings of the church. In other words, not to lose the core of the mission of the church.
Excellent, excellent. There's going to be a great resource that's coming forward, especially in its nature of how basic it is, and to bring people into contact with some of these church documents that you mentioned. I think that's extraordinary. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's something that, again, you know, for just to remind our listeners, part of the reason why we're doing this show today and why we're interviewing people that work for the Office of Lifelong Formation is so that you can get to know what they do in their current roles. Mm-hmm. More importantly, what resources they're going to be offering or currently offer. Mm-hmm. And last but not least, you know, this is also an opportunity for you to get to know who the people are behind. Yes. The actual offices and structures. As you all know, as of May 18th and moving forward into August 1st of 2016, our archdiocese went through a Renew My Church structure, and it's a whole new brand new structure. Some of you were probably familiar with the old structure that was there, or maybe not, but either way, we want to, you know, showcase what we look like today and all the resources and things that we have to offer. It's a very exciting time. It's a time definitely of change, but it's also a time, I think, and I really believe this in my heart, a time of very good change. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, we're all behind the Cardinal's vision, and we want to just make sure that we meet the needs of the parishes and the people that are out there, that we meet your needs, our listeners' needs, so that when we finally do arrive in a point of content and encounter with whoever you are, we can also say, you know, well, yeah, at least I've listened to your voice and we know each other by that. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and continue this wonderful show. So stay tuned with us.
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Cupich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
During the next half hour, we'll take you to a news conference on Chicago's West Side, where Catholic leaders announced anti-violence initiatives for the city. We'll give you a first-hand look at the great work being done at Holy Trinity School for the Deaf. And a Catholic school principal gets the surprise of her life as she learns that she's the winner of a Golden Apple Award.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
The word made clear is exactly what its name implies. It's an easy-to-understand explanation of the Word of God, the Gospel. Hello, I'm Father James McElhone, Director of Biblical Formation for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I'd like to invite you to take our free online Bible study program by going to thewordmadeclear.org. Our website offers an audio-based guide to the Gospels of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. Listen to my lectures and follow along with the handouts provided. There are even discussion guides. You can also explore the biblical roots of the Mass. And there are links to a wide variety of biblical sources that will benefit both teachers and students of the Sacred Scriptures. Just go to wordmadeclear.org to experience our free online Bible study program. Again, it's free at wordmadeclear.org. It's the Word of God. Enjoy.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Show here at the Office of Lifelong Formation. This morning, we have the Marriage and Family team. We had Clarissa Elgin here earlier today, our co-host Victor, and of course, Laura Palafox and Maribel Torres form part of that team. If you're just joining us, we were asking Maribel a question about, you know, what are some of her current role in marriage and family. And she gave us a wonderful answer with some really cool upcoming programs that are coming around, or should I say program. And, you know, just
initiatives.
Yeah, we'll call them initiatives that are there to serve our parish populations. So now, Laura, you had mentioned that you had been working in various different roles for the Marriage and Family team since about 25 years ago. And we really want to thank you for your service, by the way. That is really an example of really great service. And, you know, God knows that you've probably helped tons of people that have come through your office, in many different ways throughout the years that you've been there. And in Renew My Church, with the restructuring and, you know, the how we ended up grouped together in under one office, the Office of Lifelong Formation, what is your new and current role, and what is it that you're most responsible for now?
Well, right now I'm the Marriage Preparation Administrative Coordinator. So you could say I went full circle. I started taking reservations over the phone, and I had different positions throughout. At one point, my latest, before it transitioned, I was helping, you know, update the website, helping out with the resources for family and marriage. I would do some of the layout and design. And now I'm back to helping the couples, you know, assist them in registering and providing the best location and what's helping them, you know, assist them in the needs, paperwork that they might need, where to call. And so that currently that is what I'm helping, and I assist Victor as well, trying to assign facilitators and provide them, you know, with all the necessary materials that they need for each of the program.
I have to say something about Laura.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. This is very good. She's very good with technology. So whenever I'm stuck, because that's not my strongest area, I call her.
Now, Laura, a question for you. When you say facilitators that Victor will need out in the grassroots, what kind of facilitators are you referring to?
Facilitating couples. They're the ones who present the programs to the engaged couples. that it attend each week to each of the class. So we have some trained by the office, and each week we send them out the list of all the engaged couples. We also provide with the books that A Marriage in the Lord, which is the book that the engaged couples used for their program. So with Victor has, you know, communication with them, seeing if they're able to do a certain program, what date they're able to do. And currently he's also, he has trained new facilitating couples. Mm-hmm. So as we, since we've had this restructuring, we're also recruiting new facilitating couples to help with the Archdiocesan Marriage Preparation Program. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I want to invite all of those who are listening. You know a couple who has a deep faith, and they are willing to help us in this wonderful ministry of training the new marriage in Chicago. Give us a call. You have names. Give us a call, because we can contact them, and we really need the faithful Catholic out there to pass this faith to the new marriage couples in the Arch. So as we were saying early on in the meeting, you know, parents help parents, kids help kids, and you know, we need couples to help couples to be trained and to get married in the Lord. Mm-hmm. So you know someone, Laura knows our phone number and our website as well. So Laura, do you remember the number?
The office phone number is 312-534-8351. Or you can also visit the website pvm.archchicago.org. And currently that is a new website, so we're working on getting more information for you so you can know of all the wonderful things our office is doing.
And not only is it going to showcase the marriage and family team, which of course, you know, that's we're focused on them today, but once that website is up and it's flashy and brand new, 2017, we're going to be showcasing the entire Office of Lifelong Information on there, so you can find information about everyone that is on that website and then in that office. Maribel, I got a question for you. In the last 3 months, you know, in the work that you do, specifically working with the non-traditional family folk. Mm-hmm. What have been some of the things that have inspired you in the last 3 months, so that you've seen like, wow, this is really a work that's really worthwhile?
I think that people are starting to think first, and then, I mean, think outside the box. You know, for so long, I think that this situation with realities of today's families that are non-traditional. It has been like, and I have said this before, like that giant pink elephant in the living room that everybody can see, but nobody's talking about it. And this, through Renew My Church, I see that people are feeling inspired, and at least with the sounding board that I have been working with and some other people, to explore other ways to do ministry in a more realistic way, where they can really connect with people from the reality of their world, of their lives. And like I said before, it is a work in progress, but it's good work in progress. I see so much potential, and I get very excited about it, because it's kind of like people are having more voices. The people that maybe in the past they felt not included, I can see how we're continuing these conversations. And my hope, and the hope of the people that I'm working with, and eventually, you know, at parishes, I hope that eventually, and through Renew My Church, people can feel connected, that they belong. No matter their circumstances, there's no family that is perfect, and I think that it takes people to be humble and to be living their faith actively, to connect with these realities, and I see so much potential. I am very excited about it. So,
excellent. Thank you so much, Maribel, for sharing that. Thank you, Laura, for sharing the contact info. We're going to go ahead and take a break and stay tuned with us as we will be back with more wonderful stuff.
And imagine spending a week in a beautiful lakeside setting where you can reflect, pray, and learn more about the treasures of the Bible. Doesn't that sound nice? Now open your eyes, because this wonderful opportunity can be yours when you attend the annual Summer Scripture Seminar at the University of St. Mary of the Lake in Mundelein. Notable Christian scholars from across the United States will come to Mundelein June 25th through the 30th to talk about the Book of Revelation and how it's a book of hope in troubled times. This summer scripture seminar is designed to offer you spiritual renewal and inspiration with people who share your passion for the Word of God. Stay for the week or sign up for specific lectures. For details, visit therelevantradio.com events tab and select Illinois. If you love the Bible or are thinking now is the time to find out what all the hype is about, then come to the Summer Scripture Seminar, June 25th through the 30th, at the University of St. Mary of the Lake in Mundelein.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Lifelong Journey Radio Show, the show for the Office of Lifelong Formation. Today, we have been talking to Maribel Torres, Laura Palafox, the Senior Coordinator Clarissa Algentera of the Marriage and Family Team, and also with Victor Vallejo, who is not only my co-host, but who also works as coordinator for the Marriage and Family Team. Mm-hmm. And we had a wonderful conversation about how, you know, these great ministers have gotten themselves into working in ministry for the Archdiocese and also some of the great work that they've been doing in the grassroots and continue to do and continue to support not only our parishes, but, you know, the individuals that we run into in the day to day. The purpose of the show, again, was for you to get to know who the people are behind the structure, the behind the curtain kind of folk that put the show together and also like make it happen in the actual grassroots. Is there anything else, Maribel, Laura, or Victor, anything else regarding the Marriage and Family Team that you have not gotten a chance to say that you'd like to share with our audience before, you know, we close up the show for today?
Well, I think that I would like to invite individuals that are interested in sharing their concerns and opinion about what are the main priorities of need in their parishes with families, because although we have a team of people that we're working with and we have been doing surveys and all that, but we are reachable. You know, people can call and share that type of information. If I can give my number,
go for it.
312-534-8202.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Victor, and I know you had something else on your mind, right?
To me, I belong to with this group, and it's been an honor to work with this team. So I see Disciples of God, a passion on them to bring all these wonderful programs to the Arch. And as Clarissa was mentioning, we want to be intentional. We want to, while doing ministry, marriage enrichment is important for us, and the project that Maribel is doing is great as well. So what I'm doing in the office is training new facilitators, looking always for those couples who are really interested in helping and training preparing the new engaged couples for the marriage. So we have an upcoming training, which is June 24. It's going to be here in Chicago. You or somebody who is interested in doing this ministry, it's important ministry. Families attack for all the angles now. We need to protect the sanctity of marriage. If we have healthy marriage, we have healthy society. Please, this is urgent. Give us a call if you know somebody or you are interested in being a facilitator, preparing the engaged couples. Give me a call, 312-534-8351.
And Laura, do you have any also any other thoughts or maybe an announcement?
Yes, I'd like to say that we have the annual Golden Wedding Anniversary Mass. It's going to be Sunday, September 17th at 2:45. You can have information if you are celebrating. You can register online if you go to pvm.artchicago.org. Office of Lifelong Formation under events, there is a link for you to register. Or if your parents are celebrating their 50th anniversary this year, you can register them for the mass. We usually have about 450 couples to 500 couples attending. Or you can call our office at 312-534-8351.
So that's facility trainers or facilitators for trainings, June 24th, save the date, and also September
17th.
September 17th, please save those dates if you're interested in celebrating the Golden Wedding or if you're interested in becoming a facilitating couple. Also, the youth and young adult team, which I belong to, also is asking me to please remind you that we are going to be having, in collaboration with the Center for Ministry Development, a certificate in youth ministry studies. That's something that we also do in conjunction with them through the Archdiocese of Chicago, the Youth Ministry Leadership Development Summer Institute, which will begin in June, and the deadline for registration is May 22nd. For more information on this, is a very special summer institute, which will take place in person for the in-person meeting in Cabrini Retreat Center. Contact Anana Dudek at area code 312-534-8107. That's Anana Dudek, 312-534-8107. Again, this is for the Summer Institute in Youth Ministry for youth ministers, and the deadline for registering is May 22nd. Now, before we leave, we started with Did You Know, which is a fun fact about ourselves. Now, I would like to just close the show with something fun, you know, something that we just cannot get out of our mind. So I'm going to go ahead and start with you, Victor. Or actually, you know what? Yeah, Victor pointed over to Maribel. So Maribel, we're going to go ahead and start with you. Yeah.
We've done it. I cannot get out of my mind that I'm hungry. I didn't have lunch, and I'm going to do that after the show.
It's interesting.
Well, I have to say I can't get out of my mind just thinking about baseball, White Sox, hoping that they would, you know, go back up to first place. And I've been keeping track of their standings, and I've been thinking baseball this time. It's that time.
We've been celebrating a lot. You know, we celebrate Mother's Day, and I was eating super a lot, so I need to go to the gym, and that's, I can't get that out of my mind.
Well, one of the things I can't get out of my mind is that, you know, it's still Easter. And as we continue to celebrate, you know, Easter, let us remember that Christ did resurrect. Christ did rise from the dead. And we are, you know, maybe halfway through Easter, but still very much, you know, actually tomorrow will be exactly about more or less a month. So we're almost there at the 50-day mark, Victor. So this is very exciting. So, yes, our Lord resurrected. And let's not forget that we are here to proclaim the living Christ, the resurrected Christ. And we're also celebrating in the month of May his mother, Mary. So let's not forget that it is through being a disciple like Mary that we come to know Christ. And everything that we do in light of Mary is actually, at the end of the day, for Christ. Mm-hmm. So having said that, I just want to be very thankful to the marriage and family team. Thank you, Maribel Torres. Thank you, Laura Palafox. Thank you, Clarissa Algentera. Hopefully you're having a great meeting. Thank you, Victor Vallejo, for being a wonderful co-host. Yep. And I want to thank the wonderful team here of radio and TV at the Archdiocese of Chicago. So thank you once again. And on behalf of the Office of Lifelong Formation and Department of Parish Vitality, this has been the Lifelong Journey Radio Show, and we are signing off. But you have a blessed, blessed day.
Join us every Monday through Friday at this time for the Catholic Community of Faith. You can stream our programs live or download past programs by going to our website, archchicago.org, and clicking on Radio TV.